USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The New York grand jury that's been hearing evidence against former President Trump is meeting today, but the panel is not discussing the Trump case. It will reportedly talk about other matters. No word on what those matters might be. The development means it's less likely the panel will return any possible indictment of Trump this week. The CEO of TikTok is appearing before Congress and is getting an earful.
TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation. Your platform should be banned.
Washington Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers, chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, speaking to TikTok CEO Xiao Chu. He defended the massive social platform and its parent firm.
ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. It's a private company.
Chu also laid out plans to keep the data of American users safe, including formation of a completely America-based subsidiary. This is the third and what the union says will be the final day of the strike against the nation's third largest school district. Support staff walked out and teachers honored the picket lines as staffers are seeking a 30% pay raise from the Los Angeles Unified School District. President Biden's heading to Canada today, a day trip to Ottawa to reaffirm the bond between Canada and the USA. Among the topics on the agenda, NORAD, the North American Air Defense System. A new record, as unwanted as it may be, the Anti-Defamation League counted nearly 3,700 cases of assault, vandalism, and harassment aimed at Jewish people in the USA last year. That's the highest number since the ADL began counting in the late 70s. Northwestern University says in the last decade, IQ test scores have dropped. The research may just mean we're getting worse at tests, not that we're all just getting dumber. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
We've been hearing for weeks all about a New York grand jury's look into former President Trump and allegations he used campaign money to pay back attorney Michael Cohen, the money that Cohen used to silence adult film star Stormy Daniels. So how does the grand jury finish its work? NBC correspondent Garrett Hake explains.
The prosecution gathers the grand jury to read the possible charges. Then the jurors vote. If 12 vote in favor, prosecutors draw up an indictment and the foreperson signs it. The indictment is then officially filed under seal, meaning the public doesn't see it at first. At that point, prosecutors contact defense attorneys to coordinate a time for the defendant to voluntarily surrender, and a judge makes the indictment public.
As more states legalize the recreational use of cannabis, Oregon's gone a step further. It's legalized the use of what's popularly known as magic mushrooms. Now the state health agencies issued the first license to grow mushrooms that contain the drug psilocybin. Oregon's also licensing manufacturers, labs, and other entities to make and sell mushrooms, but so far the state has not issued any licenses to mushroom sellers. The NCAA men's basketball tournament's back in action today. The first game's involving the Sweet 16. In the East region, it's Michigan State against Kansas State, and Tennessee takes on Florida Atlantic. In the West region, UConn plays Arkansas, UCLA plays Gonzaga. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.